In this interview, I am speaking with John Esser, Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And John, you're here in the media area at World Dairy Expo and preparing what is just an awesome selection of different kinds of cheeses. Tell us, first of all, you know, what you're doing here and what you're presenting to these people.
Well, I'm a consultant that was hired from the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board to come here, and I've done this now for the past 6 or 7 years. We always come up and come up with little lunch items and some other delectable tidbits. Today we've got a beer cheese soup with a six-year-old cheddar and Leine Kugel's beer. Oktoberfest, you know, because it's October. So, and then we also have a smoked chicken crostini with baby Swiss. And we're frying up some queso blanco and tossing it with cinnamon sugar.
Well, and besides these items, you have what maybe is some more traditional cube cheeses. Can you point out the different kinds that you have here, and especially those maybe a little on the unique side?
Sure. You know, we've got probably another 25 other types of cheese here. A lot of them are somewhat new to the market. For instance, we've got a smoked cheddar that has a applewood smoked on it, and then it's finished off with some paprika. That's from Carr Valley. We've also got a Grand Queso from Roth Case from down in Monroe. They have that Spanish-style cheese. We've also got some Asiago, some Papado, and a number of different other flavored jacks over here. Of course, we've got a 5-year and a 10-year-old cheddar, too.
How did you get involved in doing this type of presentation?
I've been doing this for about 10 years now with the Milk Board and with other cheese companies. They hire me to do cheese presentations, trade show events, and also recipe development.
So besides this event here at World Dairy Expo, what are some of the types of events that you go out and then and put on this type of presentation?
For instance, I just got back from Dallas. We did a big cheese event there, a spread similar to this, where we were at a distributor down in Dallas, and we showed them a lot of different cheeses that they didn't have in their line, and hopefully try to get some of those in there.
When you look out into the future somewhat here, down near term, I guess, a couple years, what do you see taking place in the cheese industry, and how do you feel about where it's all going at this point?
It is kind of interesting to see over the past 10 years, in restaurants, for instance, there hasn't been as much emphasis on the cheese course, and that's coming huge back. A lot of restaurants are really looking to do some specialty type cheeses, either in an appetizer or a finished type cheese course. And one of the main cheeses that we see becoming more and more popular are the cheeses that have washed rind on them, similar to a Limburger, but maybe not quite as pungent. A lot of different varieties we have out here right now, as a matter of fact, are like that. We have a Knight's Vale, which is a washed rind cheese. And it has a nice creamy texture, but yet you get a little bit of that earthiness.
Mm-hmm. After spending a week here in Wisconsin at World Dairy Expo, there's a chance to eat a lot of cheese. Is there such a thing as eating too much cheese?
Well, I personally don't think so. I work around the cheese pretty much 365, and I eat a fair amount, but you just got to be careful.
Okay, well, thank you very much, John Esser with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.